Opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
That moment when you realize you have mastered your wellness, when you become so resilient you can conquer any hiccup life throws you. Yeah, well, me either. But I still ride unicorns. I'll teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect your success in nutrition, exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. It's your reality, and you need to do it your way. Self-care and self-love are anything but selfish. Take charge. Get excited. If not now, then when? Grab your espresso and get ready to talk all things wellness. It's time for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with Coach Peggy Wells right now.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. I am Coach Peggy, and you are here on Coach Couch and Coffee on Transformation Talk Radio. So today we're going to figure out how you spend your 168 hours. We're going to take advantage of daylight saving time. And I wanted to let you know you can join me every single Monday at 3 p.m. on Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And each show, we're going to grab one of my very favorite unicorn mugs. So grab yours, and we're going to relax, and we're going to talk all things wellness. So for those listening today, I have something really special for you. I am giving away one free 30-minute coaching session with me, but you need to stay tuned and listen. Towards the end, I'm going to give you more information. You can also reach me on www.3wellnesspillars.com, sign up for my newsletter there, and qualify for some other random giveaways. And don't hesitate, you guys, today. I want you to write down any questions that you might have. I know if you're driving, I don't want you to write down any questions that you might have, but I want you to post them on Facebook or email me at CoachPeggy@3WellnessPillars.com, because I'm going to address them in YouTube videos after these shows and upcoming shows, and I want to make sure that I address anything that you have questions about. But what are we going to talk about today? We are going to talk about how you spend your 168 hours a week. Do you know that's all you have? Yes, is all we have. So I'm going to start at the very, very beginning, and I want to talk about something that's going to seem a little bit backwards for most of you. I want to ask you, if I said that in order for you to stay motivated, you have to take action. Seems a little backwards. In my show last week, I said to you guys that motivation is not going to come to you in an email. It's not going to come in the mail. Stop waiting for it. And I want to talk to you that kind of explain to you that in order to stay successful and to reach your goals, you're going to have to make sure that you stay in action and you live the Nike motto. Just do it. That's it. That's it, man. You have to just do it. So I'm going to tell you that any action in order to get healthier, whatever it is, whether it's working on your mindset or organization, you know, opening that mail. I always use opening the mail. Whether it is your spiritual path or career or relationships, you guys have to stay in action. And that's how you stay motivated. So I'm going to give you a quick acronym, AM. And that's the morning, right? A comes before M. Maybe that will help. So think action before motivation. Morning, okay? Inaction keeps the motivation going. So I know what you're thinking. You're thinking perhaps, I don't know, maybe you're even rolling your eyes. See how I rolled my eyes? I guess I was thinking about you rolling your eyes. I am not motivated, Coach. I'm not motivated. So how do I take action? I do not want to get off the couch. I do not want to cut up my veggies ahead of time. I'm just straight up not motivated. And you know, I totally get it. I totally get it. I spend more time trying to talk to people about how to forget the motivation piece and to get into action that it'll come. And I want to give you a few examples. You know how much all of you guys love to dust? Just kidding. But let's take some household chores just for an example. So whether it is dusting or sweeping, laundry, whatever it is, even if you're in the most unmotivated state, sitting there watching Christmas movies. I drink a lot of coffee when I'm watching Christmas movies. So when you're sitting there, just say to yourself, dust, dust, just do it, or sweep, whatever it is. Get up and try it. If you get up and move something, your body move, do something, your endorphins are going to kick up and you might actually say, I'm going to do something else. I'm going to move on. You know, you're doing laundry. Maybe I'm going to go for a walk today or clean the fridge. I rarely hear anybody say, I regret going into action or I regret working out. Never. I never hear anyone say, I regret doing taxes, for instance. But man, we put that off. And I ask you, did any of you get an email that said, with motivation in the mail, saying, do your taxes this year? Has anybody gotten that? No. You have to get into action. And then you're like, why was this so hard? Why was this so difficult? So baby steps matter always. And that's what's hard with wellness, because we want to see results. When we take action, we want to see big time results in order to keep going. But the baby steps that you take bit by bit, they matter. You just might not see them for a while. That's the tough part. So the biggest unicorn question of the day is, if you stay in action, you will stay motivated. And the biggest question is, what in the heck does this possibly have to do with our topic today? Well, in order to figure out how we spend our 168 hours, we have to figure out how you spend yours currently. So how you spend yours currently, how can we set goals if we don't know what you're doing right now? Because the biggest thing is, where are you going to fit them in? And how long do your goals take? That's a huge question, right? So if I have someone come to me that says, I want to start going to the gym 5 days a week, or I want to start a brand new nutrition plan that they've never done, and it's new menus and they have lots of research to do, but they don't know how they spend their current hours, where's that going to fit in? Where's the success rate going to be with that if we don't know what might have to give? Okay, so that's like the biggest secret. So what I'm going to do with you after break, I'm going to give you a few examples of why this is a big deal, but I want you to stay with us today. I want you to make sure that you're writing your questions down. And later in the show, when you take a look at this grid that I'm going to share with you, I want you to make sure you get back in touch with me if I can give you more clarification. And I understand you're going to be working through it on your own. And it's tough when you don't have a coach or somebody to take you through it. But I'm going to give you a lot of secrets today. Okay, so here's an example. I was thinking about this today. So I have a client that wants to lose 30 pounds. And it seems like very rarely do they come at me and start slow. They come at me and say they want to run a marathon versus a 5K. It just seems like they try to hit it hard. And if I say that, you know, most of us don't even know what it takes to run a marathon. I absolutely don't know what it takes to run a marathon. I do know what it takes to get a client there. But for me, how would I know? I haven't been walking lately, running lately. What shoes do I need? How long to break them in? Where am I going to be? Is there altitude? You know, so you have to figure out on these goals how long those goals are going to take, what you need for a motivation team. And then when you figure out how many, where your categories are that you spend your hours, we can bounce those hours back in, shave some time, and figure out how you're going to meet this goal. Okay, so that's a perfect example. It's a lot easier to start baby step, 5K. Let's try a few of those first. So, anyways, what I'm going to do after break is I'm going to help you figure out by category. I'm hoping Kat can grab this document, secret document. Not that it's secret. I'm not that special. So I'm sure you've seen something like this before. I just really try to tie it into wellness and not the work environment. So I'm going to go through category by category and take you through an example of a specific client that did hers and share hers with you. And when we come back, I'm going to go through how you can figure out your goals and be more successful. Because the main thing is, you guys, if you're not successful, you're not going to stay. You're self-esteem is not going to stay up. You're not going to stay motivated. You're not going to stay in action. And we're just going to be on repeat. You'll keep calling me. You'll keep gym memberships going. You won't meet your New Year's resolutions year after year, same resolution over and over. And the main reason you're not hitting your goals is you just don't know how much time it takes. And you just don't know where to build them in. So I'm going to help you do that. We use about, let me back up. How many studies are out there right now on social media that tell how many hours a week we spend on screen time? There are a million studies. The majority of them are showing right now that we spend anywhere from 11 to 12 hours a week on social media screen time. And with my clients, I'll tell you, I'll be honest right now, it's way more than that, way more than that. And maybe because my clientele are either undereaters or overeaters, I'll just say. And so they can be a little bit more emotional in their eating. And so sometimes they're doing other things to either avoid that or while they're doing that. I find my clients are about 15 to 20 hours a week screen time, honestly. So think about how we could use those better, how we could be healthier if we shifted some of those unhealthy hours into healthy hours and got rid of, Angry Birds, Candy Crush. I have never played Angry Birds. I think it would make me angry. So anyways, when we come back, I'm going to go ahead and talk to you about more details on this graph. And I want to tell you right now that you are listening to Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with Coach Peggy Wilms. We are going to take a quick break. And when we return, I'm going to show you a tool that you need to use to figure out where you spend your hours, how you can take action, how you can stay motivated, achieve your goals, and stick to them. And this information is secret sauce. So I'm going to talk to you when you come back. And here's your chance. Here's your chance to win the free 30-minute session with me. I want you to be the very first caller, so hurry up. You're going to call 1-800-930-2819. So again, 1-800-930-2819. I'm going to be right back. Talk to you soon.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss. Follow Angie Corbett-Kuiper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss, every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit AngieCorbettKuiper.com.
Like the branches of a tree, universal knowledge, insight, and wisdom must be weaved together to bring forward to others. If you live in the Western Washington area, you will want to make the trip to Auburn and visit the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center. Now open and offering healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, oils, and more. Find out more about the center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Hey, you guys, we're back on Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with Coach Peggy. So I want to ask you, did you fill up your coffee? Are you grabbing your water? We never drink enough water. I want to make sure that everyone knows how to contact me on my website, 3wellnesspillars.com. There's so much fun stuff on there. I'm just going to say it. It's fun. Blog. I write a weekly blog. You can sign up for my newsletter, social links, media links I have to YouTube, my Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can also email me again. Any questions you might have or upcoming show topics you want, coachpeggy@3wellnesspillars.com. And I'm not sure if we have a winner today, so I'm just going to ask you to keep calling in, right? I just want you to keep calling. There's no reason. So here's that number again, 1-800-930-2819. Make sure that's right. It is. Okay, so call in. And that, again, is a free 30-minute session with me. Okay. So let's get down to business. I want to refresh you first what we talked about before we went to break. Remember the AM, action, then motivation follows, some sort of action. And then I want to talk to you about where you spend your 168 hours. I mean, did you even know that that's the amount of time that you have? It seems like a lot, but it's really not after you sleep. So those hours, those awake hours get fucked up really quickly. So where you spend your hours, what your next goal is, and where we're going to shave the time. So let's take a peek at a document that I do. I go over this with clients in extreme detail. Most of the time, I will talk to them for, you know, weeks at a time and figure out some other things. But when we start talking really deeply about goals, they fill out this form. And I often don't tell them exactly what it's about, because I love surprises. I don't tell them that what the secrets are. And then they get it back to me and we go over it in detail. So if Kat's going to throw up, hopefully, a document for you guys that you can see. This is the literal document that I use. And we're going to talk about how to fill it out. And you'll be able to freeze frame it. You'll be able to literally mimic it if you want to. Let me just make sure that we have it up for you guys. And those of you that are driving, I'm just going to go through it and you can hopefully take some mental notes and we can see what your thoughts are. So number one, the main thing is that I have you track this for 7 days. And that's super, super important because we need to take an average. Yes, some days are different, absolutely. And some weeks are different. So as we go into holidays or different seasons, I might have my clients fill it out again because it changes. When your kiddos go to school, it looks very differently than it might look during the summer. So this particular document, we go ahead and look at your life by category, and I'm going to have you look at the 7 days in a row and find averages. So you'll see those columns along to the right. And then you add your totals. There's a column there that's called your goal. We're going to move past that right now. And the far two right columns is the example from one of my clients that I'll go over as we go along. So here we go. Let's get excited. First of all, this is your life. I coach. It's your real world. That's why when you go to programs or boot camps or anything that you start on your journey, diet, exercise program, it often doesn't work for you because it's not your real life. I want to make this work for your real life. So there's no judgment. If you spend 30 hours a week on social media, let's just figure it out. Okay. No judgment. So here's your life. The first category, going across the top, is to take a look at children. So if you have children or animals, elderly care, how many of us have other people to take care of? This includes their medical appointments and travel time with the kiddos' homework. So think about travel time. That is the key that we miss so much. And you're going to see that pop up further down in the document. And if you're skipping ahead, you're not paying attention, you're going to miss something. So hang on. When we look at this with the travel time, how many minutes getting in the car, driving there, getting out, waiting, driving back, depending on where you live, that is a life sucker. So you're going to calculate your hours all the way across. You're going to average those out. This particular example, this gal spends 14 hours a week, about 2 hours a day in that particular category. I'm going to be zooming through some of these that seem a duh. But chores is a sneaky one too. So think about, you know, what do you do daily to clean up? Laundry, ironing, lawn, anything that's outside, car washing. Again, 7 day average going across this row here. You can see her examples, 4.5 hours. And she broke it down to really help her how many minutes, which day of the week. So I'm going to hit another few of these heavy hitters, and then you can go through this on your own or email me. Exercise is a big one. How many come at me and say they work out three times a week and think that's 3 hours? Yeah, no, it's not. You got to drive there, get out, go into the gym. I know you're going to look for your treadmill because you think it's your treadmill. And how many of you leave the gym if your treadmill is busy? You know you do. But when you go to the gym, take your class or come home, what's your transit time? Be really honest with this, you guys. Look on down. I've got a row for hobbies. In there is where social media hovers. So calculate those hours and be honest. When you come down to meals, this is a big one. Your coupon cutter, making your list, shopping, cooking, prepping, cleaning up. The transit to and from the grocery stores, especially if you have multiple stores you go to, unloading, eating time, eating in or out. This is huge. Now, my gal here, I was looking at these hours earlier and I'm like, seriously? And I remembered her. She's got life nailed because her husband does, this is his category. He nails it. And she didn't put in her eating time here. I remember specifically this one. So make sure you do that. Coming on down, we've got paperwork. You guys, bills take time. Okay, I want you to take a look at hygiene. Hygiene, how long does it take you to get ready in the morning? Sleep, add in your sleep hours. Here's kind of a little bit of a crossover category. So just think about this. The social life, I like to think about that as the group stuff, family, friends, events, church. The second one I like to try to separate, if you can, with concentrated spouse or significant other time. That's the date night. That's the, you know, the talks you have. It can be convoluted with, did we go for a walk? Did we watch TV? You know, what category does it go in? But try to separate that if you can, because I have lots of clients I work with on relationships. And that's one for sure I'd want to amp up some time. That makes sense. And then the next one, wellness, health, self-care. Coach, chiropractic care, physical therapy. If you get hurt, come on. Oh my gosh, that's a time sucker. Then the last one, work, big time transit to, from, parking, parking garage. You know, it takes a long time to get to your desk. You can either count that as exercise minutes or you have to count that as work. Take a look at this. You've got 168 hours. That's all. So when you figure out, here's the key. When I get excuses coming at me, I get so sick of them because guess what? Everybody has them. Duh. We're too busy. It's too hot. I don't have time. I want you to figure out where you spend your time because no matter what, we can find you time always to meet your goals. If you can't find the time, then your goals just don't mean enough, honey. Mm-mm, they don't mean enough. That's a cheers to the unicorn. Okay. If they mean a lot, you're going to find some time. I swear. So let's figure out this. Where do you spend your time? How much is your goal going to take? Think about it. Figure it out. And then I want you to shave whatever hours you can. And if it doesn't work the first time, you shave them again. And you shave them again. And you keep doing that until you match that goal. Take into consideration some of the things you can stack. What do you need to shave? But what can you stack? Sometimes a big stack might be something like, you're marching in place when you're watching TV, right? Two things at once, you're stacking it. Or it might be something like doing squats with watching TV. But a big shave is when you cut out something like Candy Crush and you completely convert it to your goal. You just turn off the switch. You convert that. So that is a big shave versus, you know, Lego stacking. So here's the thing that I want you to think about. We make 35,000 decisions a day. Some of you make a little bit more because you get up in your head. I am begging you to make good decisions with those 35,000 decisions. I want you to convert some of those unhealthy decisions to healthy decisions. I want you to just do it. I want you to go into action and not waiting for motivation to show up in an email. It is not going to show up, you guys. You're not going to just wake up one morning and go, I'm motivated. It comes from action. If you want to be more successful, figure out where you're spending your time. You're going to be healthier, happier, probably going to live longer. And because you just got another hour of daylight yesterday, figure out how you can use that figure out how you can use it to your advantage. Do what's hardest for you during the day, during your best times. If you're a morning person, do the hardest stuff if you don't like to exercise. If you're an evening person and maybe, you know, I don't know, calling a brother that you didn't want to call is tough, then that's when I want you to do it. That makes sense. Okay. I am so glad that you joined me on the couch today, beyond happy that you were here. I hope you're now thinking about your 168 hours a little bit differently and how to fit your goals in. Don't worry if you missed the call today for the giveaway. I'm going to be doing a lot more. And if you sign up for the newsletter, you're going to get hints on that. So next Monday, on March 18th, we're going to talk about the wellness wheel. Do your 14 dimensions. You have any punctures? Is the wheel going to fall off? I want you to join me. Have a great week and be sure to grab your coffee. And we'll meet back here at 3 Pacific time, 6 Eastern on Coach Couch and Coffee Radio. We talk all things wellness. Take care. Thank you for listening to Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with me, Coach Peggy Wells. Did you hear something that made you go, or have an aha moment? I live for those. If not, we will get you next time. I will be back every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific to tough love you to become smarter, stronger, braver, healthier, and happier. Duh. I will be back with a barrel of positivity, and you never know when a guest might pop in. There is no time for excuses. So don't forget to bring your coffee and an open mind as we talk all things wellness on Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with me, Coach Peggy Wells. Now go grab a ray of sunshine.